Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Iosco-Aranac District Library, Arlene Wood. How are you, Arlene?
Pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. We're glad you got some time to come on the show. I know things have been busy this summer for you guys.
They have been very busy, and they're going to continue until, November.
That's good, right?
There's a lot of programs, a lot of things going on.
Well, we're going to probably have you in to talk about all of them at some point, but let's talk about the one that's happening this Saturday. It's called Lighthouses of Northern Michigan, a photographic adventure.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, we had, it's funny, a lot of our programs come from word of mouth. We think about, somebody says this will be a great program, and this is a case of that. Somebody told somebody, and it got to us, that these people have a really good photographic slideshow journey that they show of their photography.
Right.
And so we contacted them, and actually they said, they would love to come out. So we're excited that they're going to be here.
Well, tell us who that is. Okay. Who's coming out?
It's going to be Mike and Penny Messer, and they are actually business owners out of Schwartz Creek. Oh. They have Pennies from Heaven Photography and Fine Art. Okay. So this is their business, but it's also their passion is lighthouses.
I see.
And
all right.
Life-saving stations, those kinds of things.
Wow. You know, I know a lot of people, we were talking before we went on, have seen lighthouses, mm-hmm. Because you live here, you're going to run across them. But they do kind of a unique perspective on them, don't they?
Yes, they really take time to compose the shots. And I think they use various, lighting in the sense of natural lights and when's the best time to get this unique shot. And they, from what I have heard, they're going to tell some of the stories that they experience. I think they do some slightly crazy things, not bad things, just a little unique to get whatever perspective they're going after. So
we're going to get a unique perspective on that. We were talking that both of us have been to lighthouses in the area, but this will be a little different because people will go, well, lighthouses, we see them all the time, but this is a different kind of look at them, and I kind of like the idea. It's piques the curiosity.
Yes, we even the photos on the flyer, they sent those to us at our request, and if you look at them, some of them almost look like a painting.
They do, yeah.
But that is a picture that they took. And so I'm pretty excited about that. And the other thing they did, which we asked them to do specifically, is to focus on Northern Michigan UP lights and Eastern Michigan.
Okay.
Because,
right.
We have things too.
Yeah, exactly. And we've got some very unique lighthouses here in this area too. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to focus on from Manitou Island to Charity Island. So I thought that was nice of them that they said, sure, we will focus our perspective for our program.
So they'll have photographs, a slideshow kind of thing. And then I would imagine they'll talk about it too. Yeah. I'm sure they'll have how they got the shot, the presentation and some of that.
Yes. I know they're going to be sharing their stories, and I'm sure they'll be willing to answer questions. And this is, they're very, they're active in their business in that set. They're associated with the Detroit Professional Photographers Association. They're on the board there, so they continue to learn.
Right.
And they also are on they're the Chris Point Lighthouse Historical Society members, and they're with the Saginaw River Marine Historical Society.
Wow.
So they're really active in this. It's just part their passion.
Yeah.
And they bring it into their business.
So, they're going to, what they talk about, they know about.
Yes.
So, for sure. No doubt about that. Well, now, it's taking place Saturday, right?
It's Saturday,
mm-hmm.
which is August 13th,
right.
This Saturday, at 2 p.m. And we're going to do it at the Iosco County Historical Museum.
Sure.
Which is fun, because that should be a good venue, and I just think that will be a nice place for it. And it's convenient to town, so if there's people that are in town for a vacation and they want to come out of the sun for a little bit, they can just come right on in. I'll have refreshments. So it should be a pleasant time.
So if they can just come right in, my guess is no charge for this.
Oh, correct. It's free and open to the public.
Yeah.
So they just need to come, sit down.
No reservations or anything,
no
pre-registering, just come on in and hear some great stories and see some wonderful photography.
Right, that's exactly it. We might try to make it as easy as possible for people so they will come out.
Super. Again, at the Iosco County Historical Museum, which is right off of US 23 there in East Tawas. And now, if they want more information about this program or other programs coming up, how do they get more info?
You can call the library at 989-362-2651, or you can go on to our website, which is IoscoAranacLibrary.org. And we have a calendar on that website, and you can actually look and see what we've got through November.
Oh, very good. All right. Yeah, keeping busy.
November, so.
Yeah. Yes. Lighthouses of Northern Michigan, a photographic adventure with Mike and Penny Messer this Saturday, 2 p.m., Iosco County Historical Museum, and again put on by the Iosco Aranac District Library. And from the library, Arlene Wood. Arlene, always a pleasure, and I'm sure we'll be crossing paths again very soon.
Yes. I will be back.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much.